When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Let's start this program with
Jimmy Garoppolo is smoking hot.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Intercepted by Jack Rabbit Jenkins.
That was a real bad one. Should not have thrown that.
No, that's football. This stuff happens.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles, the Rich Eisen Show.
He is super unique. He's really, really fun to watch.
Today's guests: Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, two-time Super Bowl champion James Harrison, Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and my buddy Deion Sanders, the Eddie Robinson Award winner for FCS Coach of the Year, the SWAC Coach of the Year, one of the best friends that I've gotten to meet here in my career with NFL Network and beyond. He's going to be calling here in about 20 minutes' time. Brian Flores of the Miami Dolphins, once upon a time 1-7, now 7-7, in hour number three here on the show. We wish everybody a happy holiday weekend. We're helping you kick it off. We appreciate you kicking it with us here on NBC Sports on Peacock, NBC Sports Audio, Sirius XM Channel 85, and so much more. James Harrison is a two-time Super Bowl winner, and he's kind enough to call in right here on the Rich Eisen Show on this Christmas Eve on the Mercedes-Benz Vance phone line. How are you, James?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So where do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers season is right now, based on what you've seen and maybe what you might even know? What do you think of it so far?
Well, I think that they're doing a lot with what they have. I believe that the defense, you know, despite the lapses that they had in run game things, you know, here and there, is going to be what's going to carry this team. And if the offense can just, you know, put up, you know, enough points, hold the ball long enough to give them guys a rest, I think they have a chance to make it into the playoffs. How far they'll go, I don't want to put any type of number on that, because, you know, it's a talented team, but it's not as talented as the other ones.
So where would you put TJ Watt in the would you give him Defensive Player of the Year award? I mean, he's in and out of the lineup, but he's still producing insane numbers. You got Myles Garrett in that conversation. Micah Parsons for Dallas.
Yeah, you got you know, quite a few guys in that conversation. He's definitely in the conversation. You know, I think the only thing that would, you know, probably hinder that is if them guys, you know, don't make the playoffs, and, you know, he's able to continue to actually be healthy and be, you know, in there to where he just throws up astronomical numbers, and it's just too hard to not give it to him.
So what do you think of Micah Parsons? What do you think of that kid on Dallas, James?
He's doing good. You know, it's 1 year, you know, and I think, you know, once, you know, they get a good year under their belt and they realize what type of talent he is, I think they'll start to try and adjust to it. And then we'll see, you know, next year exactly where he'll be heading after they make those adjustments.
So the rubber is yet to meet the road for him, or with him, in your estimation, is what you're saying, James?
For me, yes, I would say that.
Huh. You don't see, like, I don't know, he's just jumping off the screen to me. I mean, and he's
that's no question about it. I mean, you have guys that come in and blow things out in that first year, and then the next year, you know, whether it's the teams or coaches doing things different the next year, or maybe, you know, you have that sophomore slump, you know. So, I mean, you know, we're going to see. But he's definitely, like I said, he's in that conversation too for defensive player of the year, rookie of the year, get it all.
Yeah, I know. Rod Woodson once told me the greatest adapting organism in the NFL is an NFL defense. I'm just wondering if offenses and blocking schemes and stuff like that might actually be the same thing.
But not even blocking schemes. They're just going to have to put more guys, dedicate more guys to them.
What's the most you ever had somebody dedicate guys to you back in the day, James?
I think, what you mean, like the most number of guys?
Yeah,
or the
team? Yeah. Where you're like, how many are they going to send my way? Like, what?
I've had three. That's the most I've had.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what? Tackle, lineman, running back?
Tackle and it was two running back.
Well, running backs for you. You probably had to laugh at that, right? No? Running backs?
No, see, because you got to get past the tackle first. And now, you know, there's still two guys. You shouldn't be able to get through that.
Okay.
Two-on-one should be a win for the two guys at all times.
Well, did you win in the three-on-one against you?
No. I did not win. I won in the 2-on-1. I did not win in 3-on-1.
3-on-1. Yeah, well, did somebody else win? Because I guess that would be the key, right? If there's somebody 3-on-1 on you, then let someone else win in that regard, right?
Right. It takes, you know, if you can do that, it gives somebody else a nice 1-on-1 somewhere else.
James Harrison here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm going to take my shot with this question. Usually I ask questions I already know or have a sense of what the answer is. So my buddy Adam Schefter reported that Big Ben's telling people it's his last year. Are you one of those people that he told?
He did not tell me, no.
Okay. Are you in contact with him at all? Or no, not really?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
What's your sense then? What do you think?
If he said it's his last year, I'm going to have to go with it. It's his last year.
But what do you think when you see it, or just any sense of it? Do you think that he is, that this is his last run with the Steelers right now?
Well, I was kind of surprised that he actually came back after, you know, Ponce had retired and all that. So, you know, that was a surprise to me. What? So if he's saying this is his last year, I'm going to assume that, you know, that's what he means.
Why were you surprised by that, that he would come back?
Well, it was that connection there, and, you know, from conversations that we had in the past, it was a likelihood that when he left, he was leaving.
Huh. They were that, because that was one of the more famous shots of this on the sideline during last year's playoffs, when it was obvious that Pouncey was going to go and the two of them were in tears on the bench, right?
Like, yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. So that's what you're referring to, is that closeness.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. I guess he didn't want to quit football, you know, when it comes down to it.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, it's hard to give up something that you've been doing that long and you have love for. So
how would you have handled the Chase Claypool moment from the other day, when Claypool, with less than 40 seconds to go and a clock ticking, made a first down symbol and 14 more seconds came off the clock in a loss? How would you have handled that moment in the locker room, James Harrison?
I don't have to answer that, and I don't have to give an opinion, because I'm never going to coach.
Well, you as a team leader is what I'm saying. A team leader. Would you have pulled him aside and said something, or just left it up
to him? Oh, yeah, you would have definitely had to talk to him. Because the team comes before, you know, everything else, especially in a situation like that. You know, that gives, you know, Ben at least one more shot, if not two more shots at the end zone after the ball is broken up, you know. So, you know, that's something that you definitely have a conversation with, and, you know, it needs to be some type of, you know, punishment for that.
Right.
Know?
James Harrison here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who's the best team, do you think? What's your Super Bowl prediction in this crazy mixed-up season with 3 weeks to go, James?
I don't know no more. Everybody losing to people I don't think they should lose to, and then they beating people I don't think they should beat.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really up in the air for me. You know, it could be – I mean, I can't count out Tampa because, you know, they got time. You can't count out the Rams because they got AD. And then I'm kind of suspicious on what Kansas City is doing. Is they really coming back like the old Kansas City, or is they just showing a little bit here and there and they go falter at some point? I don't know.
Those games, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, when you were around there, those were awesome. Those were intense games. I just remember those games. Those games were – You got any good memories of any of those games, James, from those?
All good memories, man. You know, especially, you know, the ones that we won.
Of course.
I mean, it's nothing that really, you know, truly sticks out. It's
okay.
Just, you know, playing the game and trying to get to the next week.
Right, and then you got TB12 doing what he's doing down in Tampa, Florida. When you went into New England and met him and saw him firsthand, what did you assess when you first saw Tom Brady as a teammate up close as opposed to a target for you to take down after all those years?
Real good dude. Probably, you know, one of the best individual, you know, teammates that I can say, you know, I've had as far as just his camaraderie and, you know, actually genuinely caring about, you know, the person and not the player.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
Like, he introduced himself to everybody as if you don't know who he is. Like, the practice squad dude coming, hey, I'm Tom Brady. He's the first one to introduce himself to him. You know, when it's time to go outside and it's 15 below, he's like, yo, let's go. Let's get it going. It's no complaint. You know, I've never seen anybody with the study habits of him. That's for sure. Like, this dude damn near fills up a whole, like, notebook a game.
What do you mean? Like, he's got
notes. Yes, notes. Like, you take a little notebook, a 70, like, page notebook, this dude damn near fills that up a whole game. Every game.
So, like, let's just say a notebook, like, from grade school, right? Like that, it's
yeah,
something like that.
70-page, 120-page,
yeah, sure.
Whatever it may be.
And so he would yeah, finish up a game, and he'd sit down, and he'd just write notes?
No, leading up to the game.
Huh. Did you ever take a look inside one of those books at all?
No, I don't care what the offense is doing.
Okay, I just didn't know if you were just – so, wow. So, and he's sitting there, and he's looking through notes, and I never heard that one before. I'm wondering if – I assume he still does it.
Man, listen, he is talking about what the defense did, the defensive coordinator, what he was doing with this other team that he was with 10 years ago, and how this guy is this person in this defense from this past defense. And this was leading up to the Super Bowl in Minnesota when we were playing Philly.
Right.
We got out of the meeting on Monday. My seat is right by the front door. He taps me on the shoulder as he's walking past. He say, hey, get ready. We're about to score a bunch of points. That was almost 2 weeks before the Super Bowl.
That's what he said. We're about to score a whole bunch of points?
He said, get ready. We're about to score a bunch of points.
How do you take something like that? You're like that probably get
a bunch of points, man.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, nosebleed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, just like for you to be a veteran at the game and have Tom Brady tap you on the shoulder and say we're about to score a bunch of points.
It wasn't at the game.
No, I know, no. That's what I'm saying. Like,
two weeks before he had already did all his like,
right,
his back work, his study, and all that.
I love it. That is incredible. I'm wondering what it feels for you to feel as a defensive player and who've been to put so much time in the game as you already had to hear someone like Brady say something like that before the Super Bowl. Obviously, that's got to give you some wind at your sails, I'd imagine. Right, James?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that is amazing. Hey, James, I appreciate the time. Always appreciate our conversations. You be well. Be healthy, be safe, and have a great holiday season with you and your family. Appreciate the time.
All right, now, take it easy.
You got it. That's James Harrison, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who does that sound like, knowing what somebody did 10 years ago and writing it down and making a note of it and maybe using it to an advantage just to make sure that you're totally prepared and you're totally buttoned up? Who does that sound like to you?
Other than Tom Brady, obviously?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Who does that sound like to you?
Like Michael Jordan?
No. Closer to home right there. Closer to home there in New England. Who does that sound like to you?
Oh, well, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a perfect,
yeah,
perfect match.
Yeah.
Like, what a perfect match. Extension. What
a
player,
I remember
extension.
10 years ago when it was this, and this.
Right.
He's doing the same stuff. We're going to put up like 40 points.
When we did the NFL 100 all-time team show.
They lost that game.
Belichick told a story about how as the Giants defensive coordinator against the 49ers – okay, I don't know if it was the Montana or Young years, it was definitely Rice involved in the story, is that they had only one timeout left. They had to go the length of the field to win the game on the Giants, to beat the Giants and win the game. They had to go the length of the field. Mm-hmm. And they were timeout deficient. And he said, I think it was Young, snapped the ball, and it was fumbled. And it was a huge scrum, but a bunch of the defensive backs didn't see that the ball was fumbled because they were running down the field with Jerry Rice, because Jerry Rice was not going to beat him. And so there was a whole fire drill with time ticking down. And the defenders were not set because they were all focused on making sure they weren't going to get beat deep. And thus, when the Niners got the ball back and got set quicker than the Giants' defense, guess what happened? They got beat deep. And he says he tells that to all his teams in the two-minute drill playing defense, watch out for the fumbled snap. Because he had that one moment from that one time, wow, in that one game and that one season, and he will never forget it. Note in the notebook. And you're wondering, why are these teams that he coaches so situationally smart? Now you're hearing Brady's that guy. Which we knew he was that guy, but I just love hearing that story. Wow.
Just hearing a story about it is cool.
Let's take a break and be on time for Coach Prime. Coach Prime, one of my favorite people on the planet, doing great things in Jackson, Mississippi. Deion Sanders when we come back. Santa Prime when we come back. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio outfit, along with NBC Sports on Peacock, along with NBC Sports Sirius XM Channel 85, NBC Sports Audio. We're here also on Odyssey, streaming coast to coast. I love this man, and I'm not saying it because he's on hold, maybe even hearing my introduction, but I do. You know, I love talking about him here, and I love pounding this table about what he is doing, because I've seen it from the beginning. I've seen it from the beginning, and now he is the Eddie Robinson Award winner for the FCS Coach of the Year, also the SWAC Coach of the Year. He is coach of Jackson State football, Deion Sanders, here on the Rich Eisen Show Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. How are you, Coach Prime?
How you doing, man? You can call me Cody.
Cody.
I thought you were the comeback player of the year. You still are, right, Deion?
I was. The hair is back, but I'm Cody now.
Cody Prime.
For the record, you were the first guy that was promoting a podcast I ever heard. You were the first guy. For the record.
Oh, Deion. Oh, you have no idea, Prime, the stories that I've been telling from this chair. I know you're a busy man, so I know you're probably not keeping track of everything. But I told the story the other day. Did you see Kurt Warner's shiny jacket that he wore?
Oh, my God. I saw it. I did. I actually liked it. I liked it.
Okay. Because the rest of the country was just, he trended off of his choice of jackets.
Yeah, because it wasn't Kurt-like. You know, but, you know, if Mike would have wore it or someone else would have wore it, it would have got away with it. But it wasn't Kurt-like.
That's right. He definitely, it was something we weren't seeing coming. So I told the story here where everyone's talking about, did you ever wear something that you thought looked good, but then a bunch of other people didn't? I told the story of when you took me fedora shopping in Chicago. Do you remember that, Deion?
I remember that.
You remember that? And you said, look, let's wear that. And you and I, I thought I looked good in it, Deion, as did you, right?
You look great in it. And it was timely. It was timely.
It's because it's cold, right?
It was practical.
It was practical.
Right, it was freezing.
Oh, my gosh. I remember that. Oh, my gosh. I just remember all those days with us. And I cannot.
Oh, my God.
Right?
We had some heck of a days, man. You remember the flight? That we took late night. It was some little plane, and Marshall just came out of nowhere and said, "Yeah, we get ready to take this. We are a Marshall flight." I was like, "Come on, come on, dude, come on, man, don't do that."
It was from Green Bay, to Oakland.
Yep.
Okay, it was from Green Bay to Oakland, and we had to stop off in the middle of the country in the middle of the night to regas. Schefter was kicked off the plane because we were overweight. And he took the lights with him, commercial flight to Oakland.
It was horrible, man. It was a horrible night.
And that's though when he was up. He was nervous about going to Oakland because he had just reported that Art Schell was going to be fired by the end of the season. You remember?
Yep.
The Raiders called him a false rumor mongerer, and then
mongerer. A mongerer. You used to kill him with that monger.
Well, you're the one. We were in the car in front of him. He drove a separate car because he's going to the airport after the pregame show. And you're the one who told the security guard to stop him, to say no monger is allowed.
We had some heck of a times, man. I thought of so many things that were unbelievable, man.
Oh, it was great. And now, Prime, I could not be more excited for you, because I also, all of us, when we were going through all that, had a front row seat about you and coaching your youth, coaching the kids, creating your own school to make sure that you were coaching the kids in the manner in which you wanted to coach them. I saw it, and I knew how serious you were about it. And to see you win the Eddie Robinson Award just hits me right where it should, in all the feels. I'm wondering, what about you, Prime, that you have an Eddie Robinson Award winner?
Rich, you have no idea. I'm thankful. I'm elated. I'm happy. I'm appreciative because my staff was wonderful that supported me. And when I went down with my mess and my illnesses and my foot, they supported me and they had my back and they kept the torch burning. It was a wonderful thing. And just to understand that journey from when I first started, man, and to be coming in there whenever I could and late sometimes because I was coaching, and I wouldn't even come over there because I was coaching, in the Hall of Fame. And I loved it just that much. And to just see the toll be recognized for such a prestigious award as Eddie Robinson, like, man, you got to be kidding me, Eddie Robinson? So it's a blessing, man, and I'm truly appreciative.
And so how are you feeling? You good?
Right now?
Yes.
I worked out this morning. I'm doing my rehab. I'm still like 25 pounds down. I got a game back. I got to get my weight back. But I'm getting stronger, my man. I'm getting stronger every day. And I'm lifting. I'm working. I'm just trying to get it back.
I love it. And
hopefully I'll be walking soon.
Okay. And I look forward to hearing about all that and seeing all that and watching you, you know, stalking the sidelines as a coach should. So I'll ask you a question here, Deion Sanders, that I would have asked you if you were sitting next to me on NFL Network, about you and Travis Hunter and getting the top recruit in all the land to come to you to Jackson State and your staff getting him to come to you to Jackson State. Why do you think people were so surprised about that, Deion, that you got him?
Because people are always astonished for what they hadn't seen. And they hadn't seen a young man of that caliber go to a HBCU in the last 30 years. So that's why they were surprised. Then the idiots start to think foul play. How are we going to play foul? Well, we don't have any funding. If we had funding, now you could play the game like everyone else plays, but we don't have that. So you can't play that game. I gave you a nugget within that last comment, by the way.
I heard it.
Travis is a kid who studied me like crazy, and people don't understand. This kid really, really studied me. I mean, to the point where this kid he adores fishing. Like, when I found that out, like, okay. Mm. Okay, you're a kid from the inner city, but you love to fish, and you love to bass fish. So where are you going to bass fish, you know, in the inner city? So things like that, it was just a synergy. And you got to understand, I'm 54. And if Travis is 18, just say, for instance, his mother had him when she was 20 or 18, she's 36 or she's 38. That was kind of in my era when I was really rolling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So she would have understood exactly who I was back then on the field and who I am right now, to prayerfully take her son from being a young man to a fully grown man that's responsible. And I don't lie. You know, when I talk to parents, I tell them the truth. I'm not promising your son any number. I'm not promising him he's going to start. I'm not promising him an NIL deal. I'm promising you he's going to come here. He's going to get a good education. He's going to work his butt off and earn every darn thing he gets. That's all I promise. That's it. I'm a straight shooter. You know that.
Oh, I do know that. And you also told me once upon a time that you didn't see a grown man shave till you got to college. You told me that story.
Exactly. Right? And that never so heard of a bank account until I got to college. Until I got the pros.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into the pros. So a lot of things I didn't understand. So now I'm implementing those things that would have blessed me truly if I had known in college. A lot of things that I'm implementing with my team, that if I had known that in college, I would be not just a better man, but I'd probably be in a better place financially. Not that I'm not, but I would be in a better place financially, and I would have more wisdom, tremendously.
So your pitch to the kid does not include NIL at all, or
no,
you're just
because I mean. We can't guarantee that. We can't promise you that. I don't have those type of contacts like, hey, man, I'm going to get you this NIL deal. That don't come along with me. What comes along with me is if you ball, not if, I never say if, when you ball, when you do what you need to do and you show that type of promise and you clean up the whole external makeup of yourself and you just clean up your whole game, I'm pretty sure endorsers would want to partner with you. But tell me something, man, and you, I might be crazy. Why would a company want a kid out of high school? Like, what the heck do you have to offer,
right,
America? That's what I don't get. So some of these colleges that's reporting some of these kids get millions of dollars out of high school, I don't see it. I can see if the kid is already done something in college,
mm-hmm,
and establish himself or herself in college and have the likability and endorsability, but right out of high school, I don't see it. Don't see it. Wish I did, but I don't see it because I don't know the kid. If I'm a sponsor, I don't know what you're capable of doing. I don't know how you're going to handle the spotlight, and that's a scary place if I'm a company.
Deion Sanders here on the Rich Eisen Show. Jackson State head coach Eddie Robinson, award winner for FCS Coach of the Year here the day before Christmas. So what's the plan? What do you see Jackson State football looking like right now, 2-3 years from now? Like what?
Well, we recruited up. I don't look through 2-3 years from now, Rich. I take care of present.
Yep.
Because if I don't, I'll miss the moment. So we recruited up at every position that we needed to recruit up at. And we had some guys that weren't eligible last year that were better than the guys that were on the field this past season. And I can't wait for America to see them. We recruited some guys. I have 40-40-20, Rich. That's my formula. 40% grad transfers, 40% in the portal, 20% high school. And what we recruited is phenomenal. We recruited up at every position that we needed help in. So I look for a better team. I look for a team that's smarter, tougher, a little faster, a lot more physical, although we led the nation in sacks. And we're the top in FCS in defense. But we got to get the offensive line together and get that offense going. And I'm addressing that right now.
Well, I think you know where I guess let me be more fine point on it. Well, I mean, because scheduling is also so important in college football. And, you know, right. Like, who do you – like, do you intend to go and knock on the doors or basically want to go play some big-time, if you will, blue-blood college football programs? Certainly, you're stationed right there in the SEC country. I mean, is that the goal where you just want to, you know, as you say
– that's not the goal right now. The goal is to dominate where you are, not win. But to dominate where you are, then you look forward down the line to scheduling some of those games. Right now, those games are a financially beat down. That's what I call them, and that's what some HBCUs choose to do. I'm going to go to these various schools, and I'm going to get my butt kicked, but I'm going to walk out of there with $750,000 or $1 million. That's not worth it to me. That's the ultimate sellout to children. So I'm going to pay. I know I'm not going to win, but you're going to kick my butt. I'm going to lose 3 to 4 players to injury, and you're going to humiliate my team. I'm going to have to build them back up next week to play again. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if I know I have a team, Rich, that the interior line, defensively and offensively, as well as a nice rotation and substitution can withstand that, I'll do it. Because I know the skill positions, they're already suitable. They can do it. But where the difference lies is the offense and defensive lines. That's where there's the difference.
Well, and then you already know where the next one is going to go because you must get it all the time anyway, so I'll just jump in. Because the idea is that if you can't get that at Jackson State, then you'll go someplace where you can get it. Where do you
– I don't – honestly, my man, I'm not even – you know I don't lie to you. I cry to you before I lie to you. I'm not looking – tomorrow. I don't do that right mm-hmm. now because I promise you, I focus on today. I focus on the now. I focus on maximizing the moment and giving these kids all I have today. Now, when tomorrow comes, I concern myself about that tomorrow. But I don't look down there. That's why we've been so successful. We really focus and dominate today and in the moment.
I know. I've had a front row seat to all that, Deion. I'm just, you know, yeah. I'm going with places where people, I'm sure, are already asking you that.
Yeah. So. They're questioning what's the build up, what's the exit plan, what's this, what's that. I don't think like that, man. I got to, Rich, not only do I have to win, I have to dominate. Like, I take this next phase of my life just like I did the game, when I played the game. I got to dominate this thing. And we're winning, but we're not dominating.
And that's the plan over 2022 and beyond. So last one for you on this subject matter, Prime, I'll give you the opportunity. You take it or not. The fact that you took Travis Hunter from Florida State, what does that mean? Does it mean something to you?
I don't think he never belonged to them. I don't think I took him. I don't think he ever belonged to them.
Okay.
And I saw the burning of the jerseys in the case. I saw all the foolishness. I laughed my butt off, first of all. But this is something I don't understand. And I wasn't going to say this, Rich, but you my guy.
so I got to say it on your show.
Okay.
I think it was either a year before or a year before that, is that their head coach, who I'm very fond of, who I think is a great coach, who I think is going to do tremendous feats for my alma mater, called me to help him recruit a kid out of Louisiana. And I FaceTimed the kid, I FaceTimed the mother, and I did my thing. Florida State has been using me for years to do what I do, to help influence these kids to come to the wonderful alma mater. No problem. I did it. I believe the kid signed. So what's the difference of me doing that and doing it for myself? So it was good enough for you, but it's not good enough for me. That's what I have a problem with. So you're saying now I'm good enough to get you players, but the player, or I'm not good enough to get me players. Which one is it? Are we not good enough at Jackson State, or I'm not good enough as a person? I would like that answer.
I don't know if you're going to get that answer, Dion, but
I know, Rich, but that, I mean, does it make sense to you? I mean, I'm really that.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I know.
You know how long, how many years Florida State has been selling me and my accolades and what I've accomplished to come to that wonderful, prestigious university, which I'm proud of?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I'm going to sell me, why not don't sell me? You selling me. I can't sell me.
Mm-mm. Deion Sanders.
That's something to ponder.
Yeah, just ponder. That's something for Christmas weekend. Yeah.
Just pondering aloud.
I'm stroking my beard. I'm stroking my beard. You don't see me stroking my beard. So last one for you here. I don't know how much pro ball you're locked in on like back in the day. I know you're still doing stuff on that front, talking about it. But what do you think of that kid Diggs playing in Dallas?
Cornerback. I think he's phenomenal, man.
What do you think of him?
I think he's phenomenal. I really hadn't had a chance to really study him and watch him. Because I used to be into the pro game totally. Now I'm into the college game totally. But the kid, what he's accomplished is phenomenal. Of course, you know the next phase is going man-to-man against the best every week. You know how that is.
Yep.
You know how that is. Then you start really to get the accolades and the talk of the guys that's been doing it for years. You know, like a guy like Patrick Peterson came out of the womb playing man-to-man against the opponent's best receiver. Jalen Ramsey, same way, came out of the womb his first year playing against the best man-to-man. And you're going to get balls. They're not going to throw away from you because you're going to be on the opponent's best. That kid played a game, man, and I'm proud of him. What he's doing out there on the field for cornerbacks. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, and Parsons too. Again, I know I'm kind
Parsons
of diving.
A freak, man.
He is, isn't he? I mean,
he's a darn freak, man. We have a kid that plays defensive end. That was an inside linebacker that we moved to defensive end. That was all SWAC, all FCS, everything. James Houston that came to us from the University of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The kid just balled out this year and got all kind of accolades, but he reminds me of that guy. And my whole pitch to him was, look, man, Parsons was the inside guy. Now he's outside, inside, he's everywhere. You can do the same, because he was the inside linebacker, but he would have started for us at inside, so we moved him to the rush end.
Right.
And my God, he broke records, and he's phenomenal. Parsons is a freak of nature that could possibly – he or Diggs could possibly be the defensive MVP. Arguably, they could be the MVP, depending on how they finish up this season.
Huh. And, you know, where does this Cowboys defense rank up with yours? What do you think?
I can't compare that. I don't know how good they are statistically. I hadn't watched that. I don't know if they rank like that. I don't know if they're like that.
All right. Well, Diggs could have shut down Irvin too, then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Hey,
is that where to go with
you
that?
Roll. Slow you roll. Slow you roll. Slow you roll. Hey, that Mike Irvin was a problem, man. That Mike Irvin was a problem. That he was a problem to deal with out there on that field, man. Believe me.
Yep. And he's still.
I watch you guys, Rich. I do watch you guys on Sunday mornings. I watch you guys.
Okay. So then you see, we're still doing our thing with Mooch. And...
Oh, you're still killing it, man. You're still, and you know, I owe the Moochie Man a call. I'm probably going to call him today as well.
Good.
Because
we all talk about you all the time, Prime. We love you, miss you, and rooting for you like you can't imagine, although maybe you can.
I appreciate you, man. I missed the crew, the original crew with Marshall and all. I missed all.
Yeah, we talked
to Del Tufo still with you?
Well, Del Tufo is off today he's never here.
Oh my God.
He will be so upset that you gave him that shout out and that he's not here. Too bad. You snooze, you lose.
Well, your whole crew is unbelievable. I remember, you know, when you decided to go off and put your pinky extension on and put your pinky in there and your feet in the sand, I was able to fill in for you, basically.
Hey.
Your crew is unbelievable, man. You have an unbelievable crew.
Well, we feel the same way about you. You got to interview. You got Morgan Freeman here. I mean, you chatted with Morgan Freeman on this set back in the day.
Yeah, that's
great.
That is that goes down in history. Yeah, that's something I definitely tell the kids.
I love
it. You know, I interview Morgan Freeman, right? You know,
Prime. Love you. You be well.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for the call. I miss you. Thanks for the call.
Love
really appreciate it.
Tell Susan and all the kids and the dogs. I said. Appreciate you. Have a Merry Christmas.
I will do that. Right back at you, Dion. That's okay, Dion buddy. Sanders, the coach of the year. Coach of the year. Coach Prime. That went as I love that guy. That was great.
There's only one of that guy, man.
Good question. So I'm good enough for you to call me, but you're upset that I actually do it for myself.
So he's not going to be the Florida State coach anytime soon.
I don't know. You never say that. You never say never. Never say never, but he said, you know, he's coaching for now. And I've seen it. He is so all in right now.
Yeah.
He is so all in right now. That's what he does. He has this tunnel vision. But you heard what he said. He's going to build up that interior line on both sides of the ball. And then he'll start knocking on some doors maybe. Mm-hmm. But he's not taking that cash grab and getting some kids hurt and trying to build them back up.
I respect that.
I do too.
Because we've seen how many programs do take the cash grab to lose 56-0 and what?
Oh, gosh. I love Dion. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take a break and we'll soak all that in. That's next on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Oh, my goodness. My kids and this family cannot wait. Sing 2, baby.
Oh,
Sing 2, the feel-great movie of the holidays. Sing 2, now in theaters. Scan the QR code that's on the screen, Peacock fans. The QR code can help you buy tickets right now. We talked about it with Matthew McConaughey when he was on a few... A couple years ago. When's Sing 2 coming out? Oh, Sing is a beautiful movie. You should show that to Cage.
Yeah, Sing's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
We just ran through all the Toy Stories.
Okay. Sing.
Yep.
Do it.
All right.
Great music.
Done.
Fun stuff. Funny,
done.
Fun movie. Really well done. Yes. Taylor is so fired up for Sing 2. my daughter. Fired up.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, baby. So let's see everyone else on Peacock do a read like that. I'm on a roll. Let's do Sunday Night Football. Let's make Peacock happy. Sunday night, Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Heinicke's viral load is cleared up enough for him to be out there. Right?
Viral load.
Heinicke's viral load. There he is on the screen. Look at him, number four. Do a battle of fours.
Hey.
Yeah, battle of fours. Dak and Taylor Heinicke. Cowboys clinched a playoff spot last night, by the way.
With the 49er loss.
With the 49er loss. So they're already in the playoffs. They can print a home playoff ticket with a win on Sunday Night Football, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. There you go. I'm on a roll right now. I must be butter.
Do we have any more reads?
Do we have any more reads?
Keep it going.
Just put one up. I'll just do it. Bacon it? You want to do bacon it? They were bacon it. Kids love bacon it. They do love bacon it, man. Have you watched Bacon It yet?
No.
Why not?
I mean,
do you not watch the cooking shows?
I'm not into the cooking shows yet.
Maya Rudolph, Andy Samberg.
Not into the cooking shows just yet.
People are cooking holiday treats just in time for this weekend. You should watch it. It's beautiful. It's funny because the judges are grandmas.
Oh,
that's a twist.
Yeah, that's the twist.
All right. That's a twist.
The judges are grandmas.
I need to make sparks my interest cookies.
There. Yes.
This makes me actually want to cook a bunch of pies and cookies tonight.
Dude,
that's
fun.
The move. That's the move.
Bacon it. Kids love it. Like, when are we watching another Bacon It?
See, when you say Bacon It, I think it's like a show all about bacon.
That's what I thought.
No, it's
C-O-N, not it, K-I-N.
No. Yeah, but you want to pitch a show like that? We call Bacon It.
Yeah,
it's only bacon.
Only
foods.
Bacon is the main ingredient in all the
right.
foods.
Right. If you don't have any bacon in it, you can't
You're
qualify.
Out. You're out. You immediately disqualified.
Keto friendly.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bacon.
Can we get the Peacock execs on the phone here?
I think they're yes.
They're watching.
We'll probably have to get them. They're not watching. No.
I mean, it's Christmas.
They're all on crazy. Yeah. I mean,
like, we're the only idiots working.
Have you cut the show open where I said I'm here because I'm Jewish?
There was nobody on the road this morning.
I know that.
No one.
Oh, my God.
I was like, we're the only ones here.
I know. The commute home's going to be quick. How about that?
I mean,
are you going anywhere over our break?
We're going to Northern California.
Oh.
For a few days.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Where are you going, feller? Anywhere?
Going up to Tehachapi to see my parents.
Where's that?
It's like an hour north of Palmdale.
Tehachapi.
Never heard of it.
You have a nice little ranch, some horses.
That sounds like a town in Florida, doesn't it?
Yep. Tehachapi Prison? Is there a prison up there?
There is a prison up there.
There you go.
That's where it is.
Is that where you're going?
Not this year.
I hope not.
Not this year.
I hope not.
Good Lord.
Okay, so Brian Flores is going to join us next hour. Also, what's more likely, right? That's what we're calling it, right?
Absolutely, what's more likely. Don't have to pretend. Like this has been like a month.
It's the way I like to set it up.
I understand.
What's more likely? I'm going to continue this bit or stop with the bit of wondering what's the name of the show? What's the name of the title of our segment? I need a break. I keep talking. That's all I do is talk. Deion Sanders, did they burn his jerseys? I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't see those clips?
No.
One dude was like, Deion was my favorite player of all time, and he had this big framed jersey with a couple of photos and an autographed FSU jersey.
Right.
And he like smashed the glass and burned the frame and
the
jersey.
Why? Because he took the kid?
I guess.
Who was committed?
People are pissed.
As Deion said, he didn't belong to Florida State.
You know, it's the same deal with like when a player joins a different team. You know, they were burning the Cavs, LeBron jerseys and all that stuff back in the day. Like, so stupid.
Oh, it's an interesting take from Deion as well, that what company is going to put millions of dollars in the pocket of a high school kid? Like, I haven't done anything.
Good point.
True.
Yeah, who are you?
Right. Right.
Well, people are doing it.
He's saying I'm not guaranteeing you a dime. But if you come here, people will pay attention because I'm Deion Sanders and this is Jackson State. And, you know.
He's got a good point.
Right. And Under Armour's coming here and Strahan's making our jackets and, you know, it's one big family down here and everybody, you know, and here he is. He's like, you know what? You could be like Micah Parsons. I know what I'm doing. You want to be Micah Parsons? You want to get to the NFL? I kind of know how to go there. Boy, what's the Jackson State Pro Day going to be looking like with Deion down there? I'll be fun. Certainly if he gets up there and starts to dominate, as he says, which is his goal. So, 844-204-RICH, hour number three, our last hour of 2021 before we go into our Christmas break. And Christmas weekend is for you, Brian Flores, and What's More Likely coming up.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.